Tuesday.
The ayes, 58, nays, 41. The nomination is confirmed.
All right, Chuck Hagel confirmed by the Senate. There's your first number in this show. We got others for you, though. History made in hoop. I'm not going to tell you who. Whitney's ex in jail. Who cares? He gets 55 for DUI. I'll give you that number. Bob Hope's house sold for $50 million. Wow! But the big news still has to be the ticking time bomb called the sequester. Or maybe it's not a bomb at all, and it's just something that we knew that was going to happen, and it is so boring to talk about it. What's scary is now it's Fear City. Forget the borders. We're just releasing anyone who's illegal. And, you know what? They might just be a criminal. We're not going to have time to go through those cases next week. Costs $164 a day to house those detainees. So instead, it'll only cost us like $14 supervised release. Boom, they're out. I'm Janet Napolitano, and that's my message. I don't have enough money. You're cutting my budget. So just so you know, long lines when you go to the airport, and don't you dare scream at my agents, and don't talk to me about border security, because we're letting everyone go. It's a new catch and release immediate program that we have here in these United States. Just when we were getting so close to the age-old question of how do we secure our borders, we're going to go backwards in time. Yep, $85 billion worth of across-the-board spending reductions start on Friday. Nothing is going to stop this train. I really don't believe it. And if they do, then it's just a temporary Band-Aid again, the same thing we've seen since 2010, every time something financial comes up. And by the way, on the 27th, we have to deal with that again. The government could shut down. Please, bring some insanity or sanity to this discussion of things that are insane when it comes to anything fiscal in these United States. It's ridiculous. It is. But I'm tired of saying the same old things over and over again. I have turned this thing upside down and every which way that I can think of. And this is, you know, the bottom line. Most people, many probably not listening to me right now, maybe hanging out, smoking a joint somewhere in Redondo Beach, I don't know. They don't care about what happens with the sequester. They don't know what the reductions are unless they show up to the DMV and the state has closed down to 2 days instead of five. And that's a state thing. But sometimes that trickles down and affects the state like it will when it comes to releasing illegals. We're going to definitely see that in Arizona. Jan Brewer, the governor, is enraged now at this point, as is Joe Arpaio. Think of Sheriff Joe and his big roundup and his pink prison getups. Because now he's going to have even triple the problem, or numbers that I can't even think of off the top of, you know, my head. So, you know, this is the thing, understanding this budget crisis. It's this the same thing in a long, long chain that we've seen. It's like a domino effect. And I don't think people really realize what it means for the middle class. So for the people in Redondo Beach who are getting stoned, and the bus driver who's on his second job because he's trying to help his kids get through school, whatever it is, whatever your way of life, if you're in the so-called favored class, because everybody keeps talking in Washington how much they want to help the middle class, once again, it's the middle class that will feel the effects of the crisis du jour, which this time around is the looming sequester cuts. Most people don't know what's going to happen. And for sure, we will see a crunch at the airports. If you are flying, just be safe and get there early. Write your manifesto, because you might have to be there 5 hours ahead of time. it's really that's what it's going to come down to in bigger airports, I have a feeling, because that's where some of the cuts are taking place. But what's going to happen? We're not going to have some bipartisan agreement. How are we cutting around this? It was vague to begin with, and this has been going on since 2010. Can you really raise rates again? We already had a tax increase. Now we're going to agree to another tax hike. Remember the fiscal cliff deal? So that was supposed to put another, what, $600 billion into the government's hands over the next decade, of course, because everything's done in tens. That's the sneaky part about most of this. And, you know, ultimately there has to be, there had to be some cutting, but nobody was willing to do it. Nobody was willing to go out on a limb and come up with a sensible list, or what would seem to be sensible, because, of course, people were going to lose their jobs. So anybody who was part of that super committee, they weren't super, and they weren't going to come up with the answers because they were saving their own hide. You want to get reelected again, you're not going to cut out programs that won't favor your constituents. That's really what's happening in Washington. It's about getting reelected. It's about protecting your little piece of the pie. And so nobody's going against the grain. How will we ever come up with anything different? So let the sequester fall. And maybe some people will pay more attention to who they're electing, how they're voting, and how much time they're spending in Washington. We're going to talk about Washington, and we're going to talk about partisanship and what's happening, and, geez, what would the founding fathers think with looking at the Constitution and what we see coming out of D.C., whether it's financial or other things that we keep struggling with. So Brian Vanio will join us, and he's a constitutional lawyer who, by the way, served in Iraq and in Afghanistan. And he's going to talk about the problem of accountability and the fact that nobody wants to talk about it, but some of the areas that had to be cut, should have been looked at, were some of the social welfare spending that happened. It's the same thing. If accountability had been at play decades ago and you have a little bit of pain, it's not the same thing as losing the limbs that we keep losing. And that's what happens to us. If the immigration laws had been enforced in the 80s, maybe we would still have people that were in the country illegally. I'm not naive enough to think that wouldn't happen, but we wouldn't have 11, 12 million of them. It wouldn't be such a crisis for so many states on their budgets and trying to figure out what to do. And it's the same thing with our social programs. If we had taken a little bit better care and had some things in place, what about job training programs where you're really funneling people into positions? There are some, but that should have been one of the priorities, and it wasn't. So this is why we're in this situation. So let the axe fall, because if the axe doesn't fall, we're going to be at it again and again and again and again. If you want to throw in, you can, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She's got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you. She'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious, and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo, stand on the side. She got Betty Davis eyes.
All right, so I get this from Sean Stansberry, who says, Katie Kate, I got to tell you, I am so sick of the sequester. You nailed it. We don't care. Let the axe fall. Sorry for anyone who's listening that might be affected by it, but the middle class rules, but the people who rule us just don't understand. Yeah, I guess they just don't understand, and that's, you know, ultimately we keep hearing middle class, middle class, middle class, but it's the middle class who, in the end, are taking it. But it's good to be the king, isn't it? It's good to be rich, because then you eat at the banquet table, and the rest of us are just mere servants to you. So we'll see what happens, if there's some last-minute maneuvers. I wouldn't be stunned if there was. By all accounts, everyone I know in Washington is saying, yeah, not this time, not this time. I know we always say that. We've been talking about this, about all kinds of things, from lifting the debt ceiling to fiscal cliffs to whether the government's closing down, the budget's running out, all that stuff. And every single time there is one of those 11th hour coups, bum ba da da, somebody comes to the rescue, there's a big news conference. We got news. We solved the riddle temporarily. But this time, not going to happen. Not going to happen. At least everyone I know says that I trust and has the inside dope covering D.C. inside and out every single day. They say it's not going to happen this time. So some people are going to be really surprised, because they're expecting the white knight to ride in and save the day. But I don't think we're going to see that. So look out. Look out when it comes to border security and the conversation about it. And if you go to the airport, it really is true. I'll give Napolitano credit for that. She's not twisting anything there. They are definitely having a lot of people that are going to be furloughed, that are going to be gone when it comes to the TSA. So there will be fewer people to screen in some pretty big places and even some of the medium-sized cities. I have a good friend that is connected to the TSA, so that is true. They're already looking at all kinds of problems. Think of your top 10 airports and get there early, definitely with more than 2 hours if you're in the spot of trying to travel. All right, I wanted to move along to a couple of quick odds and ends. So we start off with the sequester nonsense and the fact that it's scary beyond all belief that we just heard one thing 2 weeks ago about protecting the border, and now we're just saying, run for your lives, run for your lives in some of those more sparse areas, because it's going to get that much worse since we're going to have this mass release. But moving from that and what's going to be a big ordeal to a lot of people in some border cities to a couple of other things that are attention getting, shall we say, on this day, midweek, as we're getting ready to head into March and move into a couple of other things, including the fact that we have the surveillance internet deal. Remember this? And my goodness, could we talk any more about the Wild West known as the internet and the fact that truly we don't want any more government regulation. We don't want any red tape linked to what's going on with the internet, because it's a wide open door and a wide open space. And even though there are some crazy things happening, the hacking, the Chinese deal that is brutal, but do we want to tighten the reins on what is really wide open free speech? Do what you want to do with it. So now they're trying to come up with even more possibilities of laws, and what about surveillance, and now this new part of what would be censorship in the United States is part of this. The U.S. is asking, or our government is asking, Google for information on users, and they asked for, and we know this is already happening, they asked for it more than 31,000 times in 2012. They rarely get the search warrant, and in all cases, the company ended up turning over at least some information. So surveillance, restriction on the internet, all this stuff, censorship, we were being told that it's protecting us. It's helping to fight child pornography, which, of course, is sick and twisted, and I get it. Also, some kind of cyber espionage, if you want to say that, and intellectual property rights. Well, that intellectual property rights is going to be challenged, if somebody wants to challenge it, on anything that's out there. Who said it first? Who has first dibs? What or how are they manipulating the information? It's called new media. And the restrictions that are being talked about are not only legal, like the potential for lawsuits over someone's intellectual property, economic, all that kind of stuff. The Freedom House report is called Freedom on the Net 2012. Left me kind of feeling a little queasy, because there's obviously some high anxiety out there, and the idea that you can use these attacks and say, okay, it's time to button this up. You know, we got to do something about this, so we've got to come up with some kind of regulatory body. Can you imagine? This would be a terrible way to expand the government. I guess not if you're running it. The internet division, who's licensed? It'd be too stifling to free speech, don't you think? I mean, there's tons of stuff I wouldn't agree with on the internet. The comment sections sometimes are brutal. I mean, inane, stupid things that don't even relate to things that are written on the internet. But it doesn't matter. The fact that you have the right to do it is pretty cool. The fact that what you think is interesting, I might think is dull. But it's out there, and it's available, and it's at your fingertips, just like that. Forget those encyclopedias. We don't have to pull a dusty book off the shelf to look at some antiquated form of information. We are rocking with the Internet. And besides, what would we do if we didn't have the Internet? We're all looking down when we walk. We would have to actually look up. You have to pay for every second that you're on the street using the Internet. I mean, think of Wi-Fi. Think of all the things that have happened. So here's the thing. When you see this International Telecommunications Union, who met this past December, you had 89 countries, Russia, China, Cuba, Iran. They're all on board with a treaty that would give the individual governments more control over the Internet's infrastructure. In other words, they just want to stifle people. And more importantly, they want to find another lane of revenue, because that's what would happen. That's what would happen. And if we continue to see these warrantless online searches, man, I talk about trampling on your rights. And you have to go back to laws like the Electronic Communications Piracy Act of 1986. That and a few other things that would protect copyrighted stuff. We're looking at the possibility of, you know, some kind of online, private online communications without any kind of oversight by a judge. Google says it's seen 70% increase in requests for information about users, information, private emails, searching information. That's what they're looking for. Looking probably, I don't know, if it's child pornography, bravo, I guess, certainly. But what is it that they're looking for? Cyber threat information? I think of private companies who are trying to protect the people that work for them involved in the company, and, you know, are we sharing information? What are we doing here? And so here's the thing. Because of the hackers and stealing identities, remember, it was even part of the president's State of the Union address. He talked about not looking back years from now and wondering why we did nothing in what he called the face of real threats to our security and our economy. Real threats, one thing, but a way to tax and police the Internet, a completely different thing. Stay with us.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We talk about each and every show, I'm very sad to say, but it's how we roll. You know, we've been through this now a couple of different administrations and whatnot here on America Tonight, but we continue. Partisan politics, you know, what ultimately is the solution? Our country is plagued by this. We look at the spending, the wasteful spending. We've talked about it. We've talked about some areas where obviously we were saying the other night the small airports that were getting $150,000 and they weren't even having people fly out of the airports, but they were getting government money. So I think we figured it up to be $1,500 for takeoffs and landings, but they're non-existent. And we know there's just massive red tape that is rolled around all over the Capitol and beyond. So joining us now on the show, constitutional expert Brian Vanio, to talk about this problem of what do we do? Let's go back into history. I said this just 2 days ago. What would the founding fathers think in seeing what's happening now with such a great document, the Constitution? And, you know, obviously you could have bumps along the way, but seeing what's happening in Washington these days. Brian, thanks for popping on the show.
Hey, Kate, it's good to be on. Thanks for having me. And yeah, I think you're exactly right. It's sad, but I think our founders would be completely disappointed with the direction that we've gone, you know, in the course of our history. So it's, as you mentioned, it's something that I wrote about in my book, The American Ideology. And, you know, if we just look back to history to try to discover what the purpose of our Constitution was, what's the purpose of government in general, I think we can really find a lot of answers to our problems today.
Yeah, and including financial ruin because we're having all these fiscal cliffs push up the debt ceiling like it's nothing and then go out for lunch afterwards. It's the same cycle. I mean, that seems to be the biggest thing. Have you found that if you go back in history and you look and you compare the Constitution and you look at, I keep saying this, where we are now all these many years later, how do we get so gunked up in the middle? Is it, I don't think you can just say it's modern times because you know that people will say that, well, the Constitution, it needs to be updated. It doesn't really fit where we are now. But I don't agree with that. Do you?
No, not at all. I think if anything, we need to enforce the Constitution, not update it. I think there's nothing wrong with the Constitution as it is. As far as the fiscal problems that were in the Founding Fathers, they believed public debt was, you know, essentially an evil. You know, we're essentially stealing from our future money to you know, to live comfortably today. And I know that there are a lot of economists who are on the left who say that, well, national debt doesn't matter. You know, inflation will take care of the debt itself. But I think as a matter of principle, taking money, you know, racking up all this, you know, trillions of dollars of debt, it's a huge burden on the future, and it really restricts the future's liberty because, you know, they're the ones who are burdened with this debt, and they're the ones who are going to have to pay it back. And the real problem, I think, as I write in my book, is that social welfare spending today at the federal level is about 60% of all federal spending. And this is an increase from zero at the turn of the 20th century. And so I think that is really where we need to focus our attention to reform those programs and probably get rid of some of those at the federal level. The national government was never charged to actually take care of, you know, some of these very local and state issues, but we've really given into this progressive idea that, you know, the federal government can better care and manage our concerns.
We go back to the original Tea Party, you know, tossing the tea there in Boston Harbor, and you think of the taxes and the tug of war over taxes. How, in your opinion, and looking back in history and looking to where we've come now, how burdensome, and these are my words, so I'm assuming you're thinking the same thing based on what I read, but how burdensome do you think these taxes have become in this discussion, this long-winded, tireless discussion we keep having?
Well, the taxes we have today are a huge burden, and of course, the income tax did not exist in the founding era, I think in part because the founders believed that it was very intrusive, that kind of tax on the individual. Of course, you know, and we have to tell Big Brother, you know, what we're making and whatever we make. I mean, you find a dollar on the street, technically that's taxable as income, according to the Supreme Court. So, but going back to the taxes during the founding era and what the founders revolted against, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, the taxes that they had to deal with that were imposed by the British Parliament that they revolted against, they really were not that onerous at the time. The American people, the colonies, actually faced a lot lower of a tax rate than the British subjects did at the time. But the reason why the Founding Fathers revolted against Great Britain was basically because, you know, it was a matter of principle because they didn't have representation in Parliament. And it was a matter of principle based on their fundamental beliefs that, you know, government should be inclusive, it should be representative, and it should serve certain fundamental ends, preserving people's rights, natural rights to life, liberty, and property.
Yeah. When we talk about liberty and prosperity and the founding ideas of which the country, of course, was based on originally, if you think of those meetings in Philadelphia and then shifting to Washington and New York, of course, in between all of that, and you look at today, what is, do you think, the reason that there can seem to be no compromise, or what at least all of us who certainly aren't sitting in some of these closed committee room meetings. But what do you think the biggest thing that hinders these politicians that they can't get their footing, I think, when it comes to figuring out this direction and figuring out a way to, you know, come to a course that even, you know, others can agree on and jump from the other side, so to speak?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's hard to figure out why there's so much bickering in, I mean, and it's getting to be almost every level of government you yeah. see this. But I think in general, there's just a general lack of understanding about the role of government in society. And so I think people in the different parties, they tend to gravitate towards, you know, whatever their party position is on an issue. And it does take kind of these extreme positions, whether it's, you know, gun control or, you know, the fiscal cliff as we have it today. But I think in large part of it, it's because, you know, we've given into this idea that government should, we think of government as being this benevolent provider for the people. And so politicians these days tend to try and, I guess, try and do more for their constituents when really they should probably be doing a lot less, particularly with regard to spending.
Yeah. I'd be remiss not to ask you about this, since you're a lawyer and a veteran. Thanks for your service of Afghanistan and the Iraq wars. And you worked at the Defense Intelligence Agency. We see the big story today. Chuck Hagel is confirmed as Defense Secretary. The final vote tally in the Senate was 58-41. How do you think Hagel does in that role?
You know, I think he'll do fine. I know his nomination has been kind of politicized, as, you know, everything seems to be these days. But you know what? I mean, he served honorably in the Senate, and of course he's a veteran himself. So I think he'll take care of the people in the military, and he'll be able to do what's right for the military and for the country. So I support his nomination.
All right, very nice. Just one last one, the drones. This is always a hot issue on America Tonight about drones and that kind of warfare. My point of view is, of course, you don't want collateral damage, and I didn't serve, but I had lots of people in my family who served, and I think this is modern-day warfare. You just have to perfect it as much as you can. What do you think?
Well, are you asking specifically
the use
about
of drones.
You know, the drones
yeah.
killing American citizens?
Well, no, I'm asking you the use of drones in general in going in Afghanistan and Iraq and whatnot.
Yeah, I think it's the way of the future for military purposes. I tend to take the opposing view when it's used at home for surveilling American citizens who are not charged with any crime or anything like that. But certainly on the military, field, that's I think it's an appropriate use. It obviously takes, you know, the man out of the loop or the woman out of the loop in the aircraft, and so it's I think it's a good use of technology in that regard, because it can save lives. And of course, when you have that kind of constant presence in the air, it allows the decision makers to do what they need to do on the field and make decisions a lot faster.
Yeah, I agree with you, especially with the surveillance thing. Not for surveillance, but in modern-day warfare, definitely. Pick up the book. It's called The American Ideology, Taking Back Our Country with the Philosophy of Our Founding Fathers. Brian, don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back on the show. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Kate.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at NailsOfSteel.com. That's NailsOfSteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Not surprisingly, when we went to the mailbag today, a lot of people were complaining about the weather. So let's head to the snail mail pile and check the stuff.
You have mail, mistress.
Yep, the second biggest snowstorm, or major snowstorm, to smack into the Midwest happened for the second time in a week. Oh, that's when snow is just not fun. Who wants a blizzard when you have one twice a week? So a fresh layer of snow is really choking some cities, and travel is pretty brutal, really, from Oklahoma's panhandle, it looks like when I look at the roads, on all the way up to the Great Lakes, and you've got electricity that's out to 100,000 homes. So Jake says to us, "Hello, Kate Delaney. I have to tell you, you know, I'm in Austin, but I was traveling through Oklahoma. Terrible timing for me. It is like hell, I have to tell you. The blowing, the drifting, the snow that you cannot imagine. I've been stuck in a Motel 6 for far too long. I am looking to hightail it out of here and get back to warmer grounds in Texas. I don't know how the Midwesterners do it." Yeah, people in the Midwest laugh at people in the East and other parts of the country when they get a little bit of snow and talk about how much snow it is and how chilly it is because of often what happens in the wintertime. When you're talking about 10 inches in Kansas City, Missouri, and it's, you know, starting to taper off by midday, but you've got school kids out, government workers out, nobody's catching a break, office buildings closed, hospitals closing outpatient centers and urgent care clinics that are usually jammed. In Missouri, people shoveling sidewalks off again. He mentioned Oklahoma, or I mentioned Oklahoma. A person was killed from 15 inches of snow, bringing down part of a roof, because you forget about that, the straight roof and too much snow on it, and that happens. Trees come down, we know that. That brings down power lines. And it was a nightmare. So airlines canceled about 500 flights to Chicago and out of Chicago and Midway airports, just those two. But they weren't the only places where they canceled. So a lot of flights canceled. That's a major area for business. You had, you know, snow plows, trucks, and people trying to do whatever they could to open the roads and hoping that things clear up. Here's one from Chuck, listening to us in Illinois, says, I think I'm moving to Texas, and I'm moving to the warm part of Texas. I don't care about the wind. I'm not even worried about the funnel clouds. I am so sick of shoveling, and I'm not a big guy, so I'm a guy who doesn't really need to lose weight. I can't tell you how much weight is pouring off of me, as it seems like almost every hour I am out there shoveling, Kate, and I feel bad. My one next-door neighbor is an elderly woman, so I feel compelled to go and help her, and I do. So that is really two different sidewalks that I am shoveling. Bring on the sun. I was looking at a statistic. Since 1960, they say most of the United States has had twice as many extreme snowstorms as it had in the 60 years before that. You know, we keep talking about cycles, and then there's the argument of global warming and whether or not there's global warming. Some scientists say, oh, that's just hocus pocus, and it's not true. But regardless, there is no doubt that a lot of places are getting socked with heavy amounts of snow, and to have it happen twice in one week, oh, yeah, that's frightening. I got this one from Billy T, listening to us on WVNJ in New Jersey, New York. All right, Billy T, thanks for the note. Billy T says, America Tonight, this first time that I've ever written a note to any talk show host. I like what you do on the show, and I've heard you talk about Governor Chris Christie before. I got to tell you, not everybody in New Jersey loves Chris Christie. It is true he has that Jersey flair, but don't we all have that when you're from this neck of the woods, as you say? If you're from New Jersey, you get it, but a lot of people don't get Chris Christie. I'm not surprised the CPAC people shut him out. He's not conservative enough for my taste. I don't know if you know that he signed that internet gambling bill into law, I think, sometime during the day, but Chris Christie is okay, but not the real deal like the rest of the country thinks. Ooh, that's interesting. Not the first person to say that. We used to have a guy named Mark in New York that called us, and he used to beat the snot out of Chris Christie, saying that you just have no idea what he did and this and that. And, you know, he definitely is all New Jersey, no question. And he did, by the way, sign a bill that legalized internet gambling. And isn't that interesting? Because this has been a huge debate with Atlantic City casinos, and Atlantic City casinos struggling too since Sandy hit. But he decided, he said in trying to push this, that this is a big decision, and if we've got the safeguards in place, I think we can have an exciting option that's going to actually make Atlantic City more competitive and bring some money to New Jersey as a whole. So that's what they're doing. They're doing a trial period for online betting, and that hoping that'll work to add to the excitement and raise money, and it'll raise the taxes on the casinos' online winnings. They say from 10% to 15%. Isn't that interesting? You know, they're not the first state to do it. Some of you might know this already, but Nevada and Delaware already have passed laws legalizing internet betting. which is going on offshore, untaxed and unregulated. We've had Budiman on this show so many times saying how ridiculous it is because of the money we say we can't make up. If we did that, you know, if we had online gambling legal across the board in the United States and you taxed it, the money would be made up in a flash instead of letting all the money go to offshore accounts, offshore places, that if they would take it back in, it would make a big, big difference. Well, so what's interesting is there's 12 casinos in Atlantic City, and online poker, I would imagine, is going to be pretty big. It's probably going to take them 6 months to kick it in, and I think it'll be huge. I think it'll be big for Atlantic City, probably like the other states, because they had the first casino, I didn't even realize this, didn't start operating out of AC until 1978. All right, here's one from Jonathan, who says, sequester schmester, it's like a death quester. Oh, I can't stand to hear about it anymore. However, I'm not having a job cut. It has to be awful for the people who are up and down on the seesaw while those morons in the suits and dresses make the decision that affects so many. They knew this was happening, and now all of a sudden they're deciding to play it up and tell us all the doom and gloom and all the positions that we'll be missing when people are furloughed. What is that all about in the first place, Kate? I don't understand. Yeah, you know what? It's true, because we knew the military was going to have a big chunk of it, and we knew the rest was going to fall on an assortment of things. But the assortment was laid out, yet nobody was complaining about it or saying much about it. You just had Leon Panetta complaining about the military side of it and how much was going to be lost and how he wouldn't be prepared way before the last couple of months. But we haven't heard that kind of stuff from Janet Napolitano or other people about what's going to happen with the TSA, what's going to happen with the long lines, who else is going to be affected by it. But, you know, that's called rallying the troops. The president wants the Republicans to budge, and cabinet members are out there pitching, but I don't think it's going to matter. I think the automatic cuts are going to happen. And remember, they're not going to take place all at once. Maybe then they'll put a Band-Aid on it, but it's the same old thing. If you put a Band-Aid on it, we're going to keep doing that again and again and again. Where does it end?
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.